I'm Dr. James Watt, the Chief of Communicable Disease Control for the California Department of Public Health. Testing conducted by the California Department of Public Health, or CDPH, shows that nacho cheese sauce that was sold at a gas station in Sacramento County has tested positive for the toxin that causes botulism. Foodborne botulism is a rare but serious paralytic illness caused by a nerve toxin produced by the bacterium Clostridium botulinum. Botulism can be treated with antitoxin and supportive care, often in an intensive care unit. Botulism is fatal in about 5% of cases. The toxin that causes botulism can be found in foods that are not properly processed or stored. It is odorless and colorless, so it is not possible to tell if a product is contaminated just by looking at it. CDPH has received reports of 10 cases of botulism linked to this outbreak and has learned that one patient has died. The nacho cheese sauce was removed from sale on May 5th, and CDPH believes there is no continuing risk to the public. CDPH and local health departments have notified healthcare providers to be aware of the symptoms of botulism, including double or blurred vision, drooping eyelids, slurred speech, difficulty swallowing, dry mouth, and muscle weakness. People experiencing these symptoms should contact their healthcare providers immediately. Botulism cases are reported to CDPH so that appropriate action can be taken to protect public health. For botulism and other foodborne diseases, CDPH and local public health departments receive case reports, conduct investigations to determine possible sources of exposure, test laboratory specimens to identify and link foodborne illnesses, take action to ensure food items that pose a risk to public health are no longer available, provide information to the public about how to prevent disease, and publish data about overall disease trends and risks. For foodborne diseases, CDPH does not track patient conditions or outcomes. These tragic botulism illnesses are important reminders to be vigilant about food safety. As we head into the summer barbecue season, both outdoor and indoor chefs need to be on guard against all foodborne illnesses. In the kitchen or at your backyard grill, simple steps can prevent many types of foodborne illnesses, including cook. Make sure foods are cooked to the right temperature. Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often. Chill. Refrigerate foods properly. Separate raw meats from other foods. Consumers can find more information about botulism specifically and food safety in general on the CDPH and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, websites.